Okay, I've got a question. What does a sugar-free cookie recipe, an air freshener review, and a grandmother's ring have in common?
Well, somehow, believe it or not, they are all key plot points in 2023's Christmas time capsule. We've got a lot to talk about, Jennifer.
We do, Josh. We'll unwrap it all on this episode of Do You Watch What I Watch? Today, we are road tripping across the country. And actually, I just realized this episode will drop on Thanksgiving. So if you're listening on Thursday on Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving!
And what a perfect episode to be listening to as you are driving off to a family member's house. Hey, while you're sitting in the car listening to our podcast with maybe nothing to do, and if you're not driving, of course, help us grow our podcast. Like, comment, subscribe, do all of the things. It helps us grow the podcast. Hey, now that it's Thanksgiving, we are heading full steam into the Christmas season with lots of great new content heading your way. You can find links to everything about our podcast on our website at doyouwatchwhatiwatch.com.
That's right. Josh, do you all stay local or do you travel for Thanksgiving?
We are local this year and we are hosting Thanksgiving for, wait for it, 16 people. Stay tuned.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
A lot of people. I will be telling about the podcast and making sure they like, comment, and subscribe and write a 5-star review.
Just take their phones from and be like, here, let me sign you up. Let me just take care of that for you. Well, quick sidebar, actually, I'm going off the script here, but I ordered a Publix heat and serve Thanksgiving feast for a Friendsgiving last week, right? Okay. Sounded like a good idea. It was a turkey breast, sides, etc., charcuterie, the whole nine. What would you think a heat and serve would entail if I pick it up at 4:45 and have people coming over at 7:30?
Oh, well, that was your first mistake. Heat and serve means you got to pick it up the day before, right?
Who knows that? Heat and serve. I should be able to heat it and serve it.
I don't know about that.
Well, you're right. I picked it up and it was a solid frozen bird. The sides were fine. The sides were refrigerated and you just heat them and serve them. The bird was frozen solid and I'm supposed to thaw it for 48 hours. So I didn't have a meat. I had charcuterie meat to serve and sides.
Anyway,
I never would have thought that.
It's all about the company. It's all about the company, not necessarily.
I guess so. Well, wherever life's taking you today and this season, I hope your bird isn't frozen solid. Let's get started. Here's the plot summary for Christmas Time Capsule. James left a family heirloom engagement ring with his best friend, Tiffany, for safekeeping. He asks Tiffany for the ring, intending to propose to another woman. Tiffany has other ideas on who James should marry, which is, I don't know if that's true or not, but let's get into it. Christmas Time Capsule, we open to a woman named Tiffany placing an engagement ring and a letter in a time capsule and a really, really terrible font. Up TV, we got to fix the fonts.
This is like some Microsoft Paint effort here.
This is straight from the 90s, but here we are. We're on the West Coast in present day because that was a flashback. She is rating air fresheners for her magazine, She's FaceTiming her mom and dad to talk about her trip home. She'll be hitting various Christmas things and roadside attractions on the way home. She's driving to put in her magazine. She'll be home on Christmas Eve. She's been planning the trip all year, very excited about it. We cut to some barracks and a blatant Amazon box sitting on the bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was brought to you by Amazon. Did you catch that in a commercial break? So this is product
placement. No, I skipped the commercials. Okay. Well, then, I mean, it was product placement. I didn't catch that it was on the commercials. Well, that makes sense. Does Amazon need to advertise?
Come on. Really? My thought exactly. Yeah.
My whole holiday is already sponsored by Amazon, so.
No, this podcast is not sponsored by Amazon yet.
Happy to if, who is it? Jeff Bezos wants to give us a call.
A loyal listener.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he listens every week and gives us a 5-star rating.
We're definitely tagging Jeff Bezos.
Money. I bet he doesn't even allow people to tag him.
We'll
you
see.
Think?
We'll give it a shot.
Okay. Well, here we go. Okay, so James is going to ask his girl to marry him, and he is discharged from active duty. Tiffany gets a knock on the door, and it's James. Tiffany is thrilled to see him. The girl he's going to propose to is not Tiffany. It's Ashley. Tiffany and James are just best friends. They've known each other forever. He met Ashley overseas, and oh, Tiffany's face drops. Clearly, she loves him and is shocked that he isn't choosing her. James needs his grandmother's ring back from Tiffany so he can propose to Ashley. Spoiler alert, the ring is back home in her basement in Chicago, I think, in her parents' basement, in a time capsule. And he's like, okay, well, just call your mom and see if it's in there. She's like, I'm not going to have my mom open the time capsule. I have personal stuff in there and private things. And he's like, okay, well, just get the quickest flight there to get it. Well, she's terrified of flying, which is why she was driving on this road trip. And then he gets all irritated with her, which I'm sorry, who are you? You just walked in, no notice, make this grand entrance. She may not have even been there, and you're demanding this ring. I'm sorry. You might just have to get in the car and go with Tiffany on the road trip, which is exactly what he does. Tiffany is giddy about spending time with her best friend, and she puts on her Santa hat and hangs up a Christmas air freshener in the car that she's also reviewing for her magazine. And he says that it smells like an elf died in the car, which I did think was kind of funny. Because some of those air fresheners, not good. And they give me a headache.
Agreed.
Not sponsored by Christmas air fresheners. Tiffany breaks out a map of her route, which is 4 days long. But he wants to get the ring and get back to base as soon as possible. So can we hurry it up? Let's say you get one roadside attraction, Tiffany. Again, James, you invited yourself on this journey. I think it's really rude of him the way he's treating her.
I agree. I wrote in my notes, why is there such a grumpy vibe from him? Why are these two people even friends? Because he's borderline mean to her at the beginning of this in terms of what he's thinking about her road trip plans and all this other stuff. It's just
too much. He's a little Scrooge, a little Grinch, and you weren't invited, James. Sorry, this has been planned for months. Where have you been, you know? Okay, so anyways, we see a CGI driving scene, and there are cars in the background, like, zipping by him. So maybe, James, if you want to get there faster, you'll put your pedal to the metal a little bit when you're driving. Not saying be illegal, but, you know, keep up with the flow of traffic. It's okay.
Please, please.
She tries to play reindeer games in the car, and he's, of course, not into it. She then wants to know a little bit more about Ashley, the future fiancé, and he doesn't know her birthday. He thinks she likes dogs, but when Tiffany stalks her online, it turns out Ashley has cats and James is highly allergic to cats. You would think these things would have come up with somebody that you're dating and maybe proposing to. And all he says is, you know what? She gets it. She gets military life. And that really seems to be the crux of their relationship, which is an important factor. But maybe not everything, especially if you're going to sneeze your head off every time you're around her house.
There's that.
Here we are.
Yeah.
So James allowed Tiffany to have one stop along the way, and she chooses the Alien Christmas Extravaganza, which I can guarantee is the first one of these I've seen in a movie. Yes, sir. It is filled with masks, cardboard cutouts, green punch, and spit takes because the punch didn't taste good. They play video games, and an upbeat Christmas pop song plays. They have fun, and Ashley is going to review this in her magazine. So does she just review anything she comes across in life in this magazine?
I guess so. Maybe she's some sort of lifestyle thing. I don't know. It was all very, her career was very weird to me.
Also, magazine, not blog, was an interesting choice.
Yes. Up TV.
Or the gram. Could have put it on the Instagram. You could be an influencer.
Or a Bobogram, a Bobo TikTok. I mean, they could have come up with an app. I mean, Lord knows we love an app in these movies these days. So.
I know. We could have had that Joy AI thing show up from last week's Up TV movie. She would have fit right in the alien encounter.
Very much so. That's the concurrent theme on Up TV, alien encounter.
Aliens, yeah. Josh, do you believe in aliens? Check yes or no.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man. So they have fun. It does look like actually something I would enjoy because it's so cheesy and hokey that you just have to embrace it. Then he goes to buy one of those Christmas ornaments where you can personalize it with names, and he mistakenly says Tiffany instead of Ashley for the ornament, and the lady's like, Okay. Which girl? Why do you have two girls in your head for an ornament? So they land under cosmic mistletoe and have a friendly kiss on the cheek, so they don't have a year of bad luck like you do.
Yeah.
They get back in the car, and James tells Ashley that he's on a road trip. He calls her, and although she's not thrilled, she is okay with it as long as she can see him soon, because all this time, James is supposed to have already been back home with Ashley and her family because they make a big to-do at the holidays. Ugh. I am glad he at least told her what was happening, kind of.
Yeah. He wasn't entirely forthcoming about it, which I think speaks to where their relationship is. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it is Tiffany's turn to drive at night while James sleeps. And I thought she was going to run off the road or something, but that didn't really amount to anything at all. So here we are. Day two of the road trip. She calls her mom to give her a heads up that James is coming to get the ring. And her mom encourages her to talk some sense into that boy because Tiffany's parents, very pro James. Obnoxiously so. They end up checking into a hotel for the night to get some sleep because my oh my, UpTV loves a hotel. Is this the same hotel that was last week's UpTV movie?
Could be. It is so shoddily decorated. The art on the wall, none of it matches. It's three different aesthetics. It's just very bad.
But you know what? I appreciate that because they just checked in somewhere. It's not like the Biltmore or the Greenbrier or any of these fancy pants, you know, the Christmas places. It's just a hotel that you're checking into amidst a road trip in middle America.
But I
thought it was relatable.
Do got to give them credit. I mean, at least they are putting some dollar store garland on the TV console, so we get some kind of Christmas feel, which also makes me wonder. Yeah, exactly. Which makes me wonder, is there any hotel anywhere that's like a Hampton Inn, Holiday Inn, Best Western that actually does that? No.
I've traveled at the holidays and I never see it. Maybe a tree in the lobby. I've seen a tree in the lobby, but yeah. Anyways, they have to share a room because, of course, there's only one available room left. And he hangs a privacy curtain between the beds so they can each sleep peacefully. He asks her why she's single, and she says it's hard to date in L.A. They have pillow talk chat about how he's applying for citizenship after 10 years in active duty. And then he has a nightmare, which is a little, I guess, PTSD kicking in, which was kind of sad to watch. So
it was.
The next morning, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it was a little sad and just sort of, I wish they would have explored all of that a little bit more if they're going to do that in the movie, you know. It was a little
like how he is adjusting back to civilian life.
Yeah. So.
Well, the next morning, Tiffany awakes to a shirtless James doing push-ups on the hotel room floor, and he asks her to be his best woman in the wedding. And this is when they were in the car, because when he does that, she runs off the road in a snowbank with the most over-the-top steering I've ever seen in my life. YouTube viewers, it was like this. Like full-on turning at 180 degrees. And they end up in the snow. And then he gets irritated at her for running off the road. And she's like, well, you dropped that bomb on me. You shouldn't have done that while I was driving. And then they get out of the snow. Like, there's no scene of them getting out of the snow. But the next scene, did they get a rental car or it's the same car?
Yeah, I think it's the same car.
Well, it looks spotless. So not sure how that happened. They arrive and they get to her parents' house and they exchange longing looks at one another. They go inside. Her parents are all excited to see him. Mom has made some cookies that are sugarless because they're trying to be healthier. Her parents are in track jackets to really push that point home. And they are putting the hard sell on James staying, but he's got to get a flight out. He's got to go home. Turns out Mom turned the basement into a wellness center and she kept the time capsule, but whoopsie doodle, she can't remember where she put it.
Goodbye.
This is at minute 47 of this movie. I thought the road trip would take up much more time, but it's minute 47.
Yeah.
If that tells you anything about my thoughts. Okay. So they're like, great, we got to find the ring. So they're going through stuff. We learn that James's mom left him and his grandmother raised him. Her parents threw him a birthday party when he was younger, which is very sweet. And James finds out that she was accepted to a college. It was right after his grandmother died, so she stayed behind to be with him. This is the second time we've seen this season. It happened in Never Been Kissed as well.
I know, right? Apparently there's that plot point where we're passing on college for some other reason. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever passed on a college, Josh, for a
No.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe we all should. So their method of looking through boxes is haphazard at best, and it's getting late, and James says, I'm going to go stay with a buddy in town for the night. Ashley is losing her patience with James. She's like, why aren't you back yet? What are you doing? And James's buddy thinks he's dating two women at the same time and seems icky, and it kind of is. He talks about how hard it was to adjust to life out of active duty, and this other guy heads up the veteran program there in Chicago or wherever they're at in the Midwest. There's an opening for a historian at the War Museum in town, and the friend says that he'll put in a good word for James if that's something he would like to consider, even though he had given no indication that he wanted to live in this town.
No.
Job on the table if you want it.
Well, they're friends. You know, they've got history there, yeah. You know, and he has sort of previously said that he really enjoys military history and the whole nine yards and that sort of thing.
I guess. Okay. Tiffany and her dad share a sweet moment sneaking real cookies downstairs in the kitchen as opposed to the sugar-free things. And he compares him and her mom to her and James and says that James knew he'd have to come back to her before he proposed to anyone. And that's why he left the ring in Tiffany's care. I don't know if I really believe that because it sounds like they were just best friends.
They were best friends, but there was also this sort of subplot where her mom and dad kind of sort of brought him into the family, and
yes,
he had stocking on the mantle and the whole nine mm-hmm. yards, so
an apron in the kitchen.
You got the sense that he was more a member of the family than just, you know, yes, a kid who was always there. So
yeah, true. All right, it's Christmas Eve. There's still half a movie left for reasons unknown to me, and Tiffany's mom lures James into helping her bake cookies, and she still has his apron, like we said, from when he was younger, and the cookies are good. They figured out a magical sugar-free recipe. James and Tiffany agree to go watch the Santa Scoot 5K that her parents are running in, and then they'll continue to search for the ring. Tiffany tells him that she loves him right as the horn sounds for the Santa Scoot, and he's like, what? What? Did you say something? What? And then Ashley emerges, the future fiance, and gets trampled by Santa in slow motion. Ashley asks Tiffany to go shopping with her for warm clothes because she did not dress appropriately for the climate. So, rut-row, James has two ladies in the same town and no ring. What is he going to do?
Stay tuned.
All right. James goes to talk to his buddy back at the museum and says that he used to have feelings for Tiffany, but she never reciprocated. Life with Ashley makes sense. And he asks James if he only wants to marry Ashley to stay connected to the military. And James thinks he needs to take time to think. Duh. So now he's like, maybe I won't propose. Tiffany and Ashley go get coffee. And it's clear that Ashley doesn't know James at all. He doesn't know what his coffee order would be. He doesn't know all these things. And Tiffany says, hey, if you need any funny stories for James at the wedding, let me know. And Ashley's like, what? What wedding?
Wedding.
So she spilled all the beans about the proposal. Whoopsie doodle. Again, James tells Tiffany she can't find the ring anywhere. No rush. He'll just wait to propose. And she's like, oops, well, I kind of already let it slip. So Ashley thinks you're getting engaged. Sorry. And
my
it's
bad.
A big mess. Mom is back at the house, and oh, what do you know? She knew where the time capsule was the whole time. She hid it, trying to give James and Tiffany more time to reconnect, which is such a down and dirty move. It's such
know,
a
right?
mom move.
Well, you know, she's a meddling mom. We get a lot of meddling moms in these, you know?
The meddling
Jennifer,
mom.
Because that's like a core demographic of these movies, are these moms who are all about family and all about their kids' happiness. So you know that there are these women at home that are like, absolutely, she should hide that Christmas time capsule. Yeah. So
they're going to their basements right now. They're like, you know what? Yep, I'm going to hide that this year.
That's a great idea. Thanks for the reminder, Up TV.
Mom tells Tiffany that her dad is pre-diabetic, and that's why she's been on the health kick to save him. And Then what she reviews Ashley to Oh, couldn't read my own notes. James is like, okay, Tiffany, what do you think about Ashley? And she's like, I'm not going to review it like it's in my magazine. He's like, no, tell me your thoughts. And she talks through her teeth, complimenting Ashley, because what else can she do at this point? He asks her if he's making the right decision and asks what she was going to say earlier. And she kind of shuts down and doesn't really answer. Then
I wrote that Tiffany's endorsement of her is lukewarm. It felt very she's not awful.
Yeah, I'm sure she's fine. Tiffany finds a note from James in the old time capsule, and he had written that there's a difference in love and love, and it's always been you. And it's unclear to me if he has recently slipped the note in or if it was from back in the day, but we found out later it was from back in the day. Tiffany just never read the note. Because I guess James wrote the note when the time capsule was being put together 10 years ago, and he said, don't read it right now. Just, like, give it a little time. Well, she thought that meant 10 years. He just meant until I leave the room, because it would be awkward if you don't have these feelings in return. That's a big old whoopsie doodle. That's a 10-year whoopsie doodle.
Yeah, that is an oopsie doodle for the ages, if you will. Yeah.
Yeah. Tiffany runs out of the house to run after James because she realizes that he at some point loved her, and she literally runs into James on the porch, and he's like, oh, I'm coming back to get Ashley's scarf that she forgot. She's like, hey, I love you. And he's like, why did you never respond to my letter? Blah, blah, blah. Another oopsie doodle. He says, hey, I'm with Ashley now. It's too late. And I wrote, okay, this is getting annoying. Like, all the back and forth. Oh, I love you, but I can't. And I love you, and I'm going to propose, and I'm not going to propose. Blah. So finally, James is walking with Ashley the next day and says, hey, why do you love me? And she's very surface level in the reasons that she gives. It was kind of painful to watch. And he tells her, hey, I want to be a civilian. I want to set down roots. And she's not really into that. He says he doesn't think he can give her a life that she's always wanted. She tells him that, hey, you're in love with Tiffany. I get it. And it goes remarkably well. Like, Ashley's surprisingly okay with this.
Yeah, well, we only had, like, what, 9 minutes of this movie left, so it's not like she could be anything other than okay with it and still wrap this thing up the way we need to, yeah.
Yeah. James pulls out the alien ornament that he had gotten, not engraved, but written for Ashley, and the ornament lady had put Tiffany's name on it instead, because the subconscious is a window to the soul or something. She wrote him a little note, and then he's like, I have an idea. Tiffany goes for a walk to see the best view of the lights in the whole city. And, oh, there's a bench with cookies. And their song is playing on it. And there's twinkle lights in the trees and a radio. And it's the best place to see lights. And he's like, hey, I knew you'd be here. He gives her the ring, Grandma's ring. And they say that they love each other. She's going to move back home. He's applying for the job. And I guess they'll live happily ever after.
All right, it is time for our Gold or Coal segment. If you're new to the podcast, here's what we're going to do. Jennifer and I are each going to give three gifts. They might be gold, they might be coal. And if there's more gold in this one, we're going to call it, you should put a ring on it. And if there's more coal, it's single ladies, put your hands up. I like what you did with that, Jennifer. And if it's
just
a tie.
I wanted to incorporate Beyonce this season.
Come on, yes. And if it's a tie, 3-3, we're just going to call it a meh. Merry Christmas. Jennifer, you go first. Hit me with it.
Let's see. I will say that I really enjoyed these leads together. I thought they played off each other really well. They looked great together. And probably because they're actually dating, now engaged, maybe married in real life. So that definitely came through the screen, even though he was curmudgeonly in the beginning. Once they kind of got into it a little bit, he softened, and I liked their chemistry together. So I'll give him some gold.
There you go. I think you mean gold, right?
Oh, I said gold. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I have a stuffy nose. Gold.
Seasonal hazard. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to give some gold as well. I thought the ornament, the alien ornament callback, was a really nice touch. I liked that. That could have been a throwaway thing that happened, and they actually used that in a really great way to kind of be the thing that sort of shocked him into reality. And so I liked that callback. So some gold.
Okay. I will give gold for what they could have done, but they didn't do. They could have done really forced flashbacks of adult people in younger clothing like they did in that other movie, and it was terrible. And I'm glad they didn't do that in this movie. They had like a couple pictures that they had in their hands, but it wasn't like a whole, and here's a scene of our eighth Christmas together and blah, 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 blah. Like that can be a little distracting. So I'm glad they didn't do it. So I don't know if that counts, but I'm going to give it gold for what they didn't do.
Some more gold for me. I liked the final scene in this one with the lights and the sentiment and what they said to each other and that kiss that definitely had some spark to it, you could tell. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a great way to end this thing. I like this idea of there's a difference in love and love, and I like that that sort of carried through and became kind of their thing. So I thought it was a really rewarding ending, and I think it speaks to what you said earlier about their chemistry as well.
My last gift, I'm going to give some coal. There was too much back and forth with the oopsie doodles of the will they, won't they, I love you, I couldn't hear you. Like, that's cute for a minute, but I feel like it was like one time too many. It just went on a little too long for me.
And my last gift is going to be some coal. There were points where this was just a little draggy, kind of a snoozer in points. It was one of those where I caught myself kind of half paying attention at some points because it got to be a little boring at points, but just a tiny little piece of coal. But so if I'm doing my math correctly, it's 4-2, 4 gold, 2 coal. We are going to call it, he should put a ring on it. Not bad. Not bad, Jennifer. Final thought.
Not bad at all. I think it was really cute and it was fun. It was a little too long. It dragged a little bit. I agree with that. But for the most part, it's lighthearted. It's an easy watch. Sure. Go for it.
I like the military subplot and kind of folding in some of the complexities of coming back to life and wanting to settle down. Part of the reason he wanted to marry that woman is that her dad was military and was a commander, and that was going to get him potentially some favor or some sort of thing like that. He just thought it was a good move and that the family understood. So I liked that element too. Yeah, I don't know if I would watch it again, but for what it was, I thought it was a pretty good one. And that, friends, is another episode of Do You Watch What I Watch?
Special thanks as always to our friend Nick Schwarz for our theme song and to you for listening.
Hey, if you like our podcast, and I'm going to bet if you're still listening to our podcast at this point in the episode, you like our podcast. So do us a favor. Go ahead and like, subscribe, leave a 5-star review, connect with us on our social media channels. You can find links to everything about our website, about our podcast, I should say, on our website, easy for me to say, at doyouwatchwhatiwatch.com. Hey, next time we are going to be heading back to the Hallmark Channel to watch, recap, and review Hallmark's new film, Catch Me If You Claws. I don't know about the title so much, but here's the plot summary. On the verge of her big break, aspiring news anchor Avery Quinn, which Jennifer, by the way, is such an aspiring news anchor name, catches a home intruder wearing a red suit and claiming to be Santa's son, Chris. Without a doubt, we are going to have much, much, much news to discuss. And until then,
may your days be merry and bright, and may your Thanksgiving be merry and bright. We'll see you next time.